The London Marathon is the world's biggest annual fundraising event, and this year, early projections reveal that donations will total over a fifth more than last year, which breaks all previous records as well. Now, people from all walks of life will be taking part for all sorts of different reasons, including many of you who are running to raise funds for sight loss charity RNIB. One person who's taken part 8 times before and will be at the event this year is medal-winning Olympian and Commonwealth sprinter Ewan Thomas. Hi, Ewan.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us. Now, I know that you've had quite a few sleepless nights lately, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I've just become a father, so unfortunately I won't be taking part in this year's Virgin Running London Marathon, but I've done it 8 times before. I think I have to credit to how much of a wonderful event it is. Every time I've done it, I won't lie, it does hurt. But when I finish, I'm like, I need to do that again. Because the actual occasion and being part of such a tremendous day, it's almost addictive, to be honest with you. So this time next year, I will definitely be running.
So can you remember the first time you did it?
I can remember every time I've done it. Yeah, the first time I did it, actually the first time I did it was one of my fastest times because I feared it so much. I went off at quite a leisurely pace, but every year since, I've got a little bit too confident. And that's one piece of advice I would give. Try not to go off too fast because the crowd are amazing, the fellow runners around you are brilliant as well, and sometimes you get sucked into a little bit of a fast pace. So stick to your own race plan, don't judge people around you because we're all different shapes and sizes, and you'll get overtaken by some amazing fancy dress runners and you'll think, how can I be overtaken by a baked bean tin or someone dressed as a house? And it makes you go a little bit quicker than you want to. So I think just stick to your normal race pace, and when it does start to hurt at mile 15, mile 20, whatever it might be, dig deep and just remember why. A brilliant reason why you're running.
I was always a sprinter when I was younger, and I've never done a marathon, but when I've done long distance running, it's such a different discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, being a sprinter myself as well, you know, it's all about fastest fibres and getting from A to B as quickly and as most powerfully as possible. But in contrast, you know, doing a marathon, it's all about conservation of energy and being as efficient as you can when you run. So I think the main difference, obviously, is you just need to kind of hold yourself back a little bit when it comes to running long distance and not get carried away at the start, because you'll be surprised, even if you do, you know, one of the first 5 or 6 miles too fast, it will catch up with you at the end. So try and have a little bit of discipline and just stick to your plan.
And that's the thing, you put all this training in, but if it's your first London Marathon, it can be quite overwhelming, the amount of people there, can't they, on the start?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, I don't think it's another marathon in the world like it. But Virgin Money, they definitely know how to put on a marathon. And it's not just, you know, the organisation of the event. It's the crowds as well and the people you're running with. It's such a brilliant occasion. And when you get to the finish line and that medal's put around your neck, you think, do you know what, I've really deserved this. And I think for people who do it for the first time, they are blown away with the organisation of it and just the celebration of the day. It's brilliant to be a part of.
We've got a friend here at the radio station, Dave Healy, Blind Dave. He's running on Sunday, and this will be his 16th London Marathon.
Wow, 16th! Brilliant.
Yeah, he's done. There's actually a film coming out this year. It's actually going around the festival just now. He did 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days back about 11 years ago, and so he's done a few marathons in his time, and he was planning from retiring from them, but it looks like he's going to be enlisted for a few more yet.
Oh, that's a brilliant achievement to do that. He's got a very strong mindset, so respect to him and respect to everyone who takes part on Sunday, because, you know, everyone's running for their own different personal reasons. A lot of people representing fantastic charities, and I think that's one of the main things you need to remember. You know, if you're at the crowd cheering, make sure you cheer everybody on, and if you're running, support your fellow runners, because everyone will have their own personal battle on the day and their own reasons to be doing the 26.2 miles.
And if it's hot, which it can be, was it last year it was particularly hot, I think?
It can be really hot. I think tomorrow is going to be 14 degrees, so it's not going to be too hot. It'll be just perfect.
What about Sunday?
Yes, Sunday. Oh, yeah, Sunday, of course. Well, Saturday as well. Yeah, Sunday's going to be a lovely day. I think it won't be too hot. You don't want it too hot as a runner. You want it just right.
And what do you find recommending wise for drinking stuff? Because you can overdo it. I think by the time you feel that you're actually dehydrated, it's too late. But you can overdo it as well, can't you?
Yeah, just find the right level, really. I normally try and drink about at least a litre before the race and then just sip a little. And often when you're on there, but obviously it all to do with your body size and your mass and your shape. So we're all different. I think the main rule of thumb is really don't change too much on race day to what you used to. There's no point suddenly thinking, oh, it's a marathon, I need to drink 5 litres of water beforehand because that's way too much. But likewise, you don't want to go in dehydrated. So, yeah, just find what's right for you and try not to panic on the other day. I'm sure everyone's done the hard work already. The preparations have gone as well as they could have done. And, you know, just as I said earlier, remember why you're doing it and dig deep.
Ewan Thomas, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Pleasure.